Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, and our Ferguson Heating and Cooling Hotline.
Joe, if you had to right now, about halfway through the season, we're a little past half now, give me your 1-3 in your Heisman voting.
Well, you named them all, but not in the order I would have. As of right this moment, I'd have Ryan number one, Tebow number two, and Woodson number three.
That's pretty much what I would have right
now. And Ryan, Ryan can certainly help his case Thursday night. You know,
that's tough game for them.
Oh, a very tough game.
Ready made for a BC loss.
No question. So that'll be interesting to watch.
Joe, we were talking a little bit earlier. I haven't talked a whole lot on the air about this, but Derek Byers, waived by the Philadelphia 76ers. You got to think the kind of player he was in college anyway and kind of athlete he is, he might get a shot with somebody else.
I'm a little surprised by that. I thought he was a good fit for them and apparently just didn't perform to the standards they had set. So, I would think he'll get a look somewhere else. He just has all those intangibles with his size and his physical play and his ability to handle the ball and to shoot deep as well as to drive to the base to the basket. You know, I would think somebody will give him a look. I don't think he's done yet.
And some good news for the Doors: a couple of Vanderbilt players cited by the SEC, and the Commodores getting some national recognition.
It was an interesting day yesterday when these awards started all coming in. DJ Moore, National Defensive Player of the Week by the Walter Camp Foundation. That's the first time a Vanderbilt player's ever won that award. And then he also was Southeastern Conference Player of the Week defensively. 8 solo tackles, 2 interceptions, and he just did a tremendous job as he has been over the past few weeks. Brett Upson, I was really glad to see Brett get recognition because his role in that victory over South Carolina cannot be underestimated. So many punts pinned down inside the 10-yard line, I think 6 inside the 20. He was really a major factor in helping keep South Carolina backed up through that whole game.
So. And Joe, another, and they also got the Tostitos National Team of the Week.
National Team of the Week, so chips and salsa.
I was going to say, do they get the chips and salsa?
Yeah, you know what that means. Joe and John and Bob Horner will be sitting up there eating chips and salsa where I'm down there scrapping for a granola bar or something on Saturday.
This bitterness that continues to come through.
I'm telling you.
Just, you know, you're not in a middle seat anymore on the
plane. No, and I'll have to say, that's quite an improvement.
Thank you.
Joe, the other thing that came out of the South Carolina game, exactly. You wondered for the longest time if they could win with Earl Bennett shut down. He caught 2 balls, for 15 yards, and still they win at South Carolina. That tells you something.
Sure does. It says, first of all, the defense played spectacularly well, and other guys stepped up and made big plays. Mackenzie Adams with the option was really a big factor. He ran it very well, made good decisions, and made a lot out of it, you know, over 80 yards rushing for the game, a career high for him. So, yeah, this is more than a one-man team, and I think people have been trying to say that, and now they have evidence of it. They've got confidence, and it was really funny. I don't know if you heard the call-in show last night. As you can imagine, it was a very animated group on hand and a lot of callers who were all very excited. But one of the funniest lines was from Bobby Johnson. Somebody asked him, you know, about that win over South Carolina and what it meant to him. And he said, well, I guess it just proves there are no Washington Redskins in the SEC.
Wow.
And So it was pretty good.
All righty then.
Yeah. I said, well, we'll be right back.
We'll take a break.
Landed a haymaker there.
That was pretty good.
Joe will visit with you tomorrow.
Okay, guys.